This is Family First Records CEO, Nonchalantly Zay. You are now tuning in to the Cody Springer Show. Cody Springer. The Cody Springer Show. Cody, you are now tuned in to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode 105, and I have Two-Shot Gabe returning to the Cody Springer Show. But before we get into the interview with Gabe, a couple things to note here. Shout-out to Family First Records. As you guys know, I'm now a part of Family First Records. CEO is Nonchalantly Zay, who's been a special guest here on the podcast. A frequent special guest, and the goal of Family First Records is to show love and support to fellow artists, content creators, podcasters who deserve love and support that they, need. And that's what Family First is all about, and that's why I joined up with them. But yeah, if you are interested in being a part of Family First Records, you can message the Family First Instagram page. It's Family First, like the number 1, ST, _ records. Yeah, man, just hit us up, send us a message. Or, you can hit up Nonchalantly Zay, who is the founder and CEO of Family First Records. And you can also hit up my manager, Chris Zersky. You can hit him up as well if you're interested in being a part of the label. And also, I like to give a shout out to Records Broken. I've had Boy MBN on the podcast before, and he's a part of Records Broken. And the Records Broken website recently did a blog post about me. Thought to give them a shout out for that. Thank you guys. I really appreciate that. It's on the Records Broken website. If you're interested in reading that blog post, go check it out. All right, guys, let's get into this interview here with Two-Shot Gabe. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to be in for a different podcast. This is definitely a very different interview than what I was expecting to have today, man, because, Gabe has grown big time since the last time he's been on the show. And, it just amazes me, the growth in this young man, And I think he's definitely going to be doing some big things in the future. But I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let the podcast talk for me here. So, without any further ado, my interview with Two-Shot Gabe. I got an exclusive guest. He's been on the show before. He was on the show back in March with Mac Montana. Two-Shot Gabe returns to the podcast. How's it going, man?
Yo, everything's going good. I'm gonna hit it out there real quick. I'm not the same Two-Shot you used to know. After that song I just made, I don't know if you heard it yet, Cody, but that song I made, there's a lot of things in there. Oh my God, I don't know where to start, but it's like the new song I made was basically me finding myself, and there's a lot of hidden meanings in it. And it's like, I can go down the list. And people, when I describe it to them, they're like, wow, I never seen it that way. But it's like a lot of people relate to the song.
And you're talking about the Pain Within?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that you put out a month ago out on SoundCloud. And that movie will eventually be used in my upcoming film, Cold Game, once it's finally out. And yeah, you talk about it, man. A lot of hidden meanings in those lyrics, and just a really deep song. And then the first two songs you put out with Mac,
I feel like that wasn't me. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like it wasn't me. Nothing to disrespect Mac or Mac Montana and his stuff, but I feel like that's not me. I found myself. I have my path. my path is more like by myself. I'm doing me. I promote myself. I take myself photos. Like when I go out tomorrow, I'll take pictures. When I go out, I do everything myself with me and my tools that I use to take pictures. I edit my photos. I edit my videos. I edit my own music. I record by myself. It's just like I'm on my own path because I'm not trying to get stopped or put in the way of nobody. I ain't trying to be bothering nobody. So I do everything my own and I learn by myself because I feel like it's easier. On top of that, it's just like you don't have to feel that constant feeling of you bothering somebody to ask them. I just Google it. If I can't do it, I Google it. Just that. If I'm stuck on lyrics, I read my dictionary or look up. I'll be like, hey Siri, what words rhyme with this? And it'll be like, and it'll tell me, it'll show me different words. And I'm like, let me see the meaning of this, da da da. Oh, okay. Put it in there. And I spit it. You know, I was like, all right, it sounds good. Next word. It's just like, I move by myself. I feel like I move by myself because that's who I am. I don't need a label. Like, if a label wanted to sign me, there would be a lot of things that need to come to the table because I feel like I bring a lot to the table as myself because I'm really multi-talented. And on top of that, I already got my platform. I built my platform on TikTok. I have my main account and then my music account. Both of them are doing numbers. My Instagram just started blowing up because of TikTok. Both of them did on my music page and my main page blowing up. I had five. I don't know if you saw it, Cody, but remember when I had 48 followers? One day I gained within one day, Cody, of me posting my Instagram on TikTok because that's how like people just, you know, people love me on TikTok. And on top of that, they love my music. They give me tips on what to work on and I pay attention and I work on it. So people love me on TikTok. They follow my Instagram. Boom. I gained about 100 followers. On my main page, I was at 500. Matter of fact, I think I was at 300. I'm at 700 and something now. Like, I'm doing numbers and I'm growing by myself. I don't, like, all I do is self-promote. I work hard. I'm very well dedicated. I know what to say when it comes to a podcast now. Like, you got to really interest me in just been people. Like, I know I'm just rambling right now, but it's like, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, I respect the hustle, man. I really do, you know, because...
I mean, it's crazy because, like, not to interrupt you, but my life has changed over the past couple of months. Like, this past couple of months, especially this last month, is just like, I'm really getting out there now. So it's just like, I want people to recognize. Like, I'm not trying to showboat and I don't care for the recognition. I want people to acknowledge and not keep me under, you know, keep me under a book. You know what I'm saying? Like, thinking I'm not as good as I am. Because I work as hard as I do, and I put my best work out there.
Right, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know? Like, because, you know, I mean, you said, you know, you're doing everything by yourself, and I feel that, man, because all my promotion, I do that all on my own, man. And even though I recently, you know, joined...
Oh, an app you should use, because if you're just posting your audio, right?
Yeah, just my audio.
Okay, so if it's just your audio, I really advise you. And it's cheap too. I ain't gonna hold you. It's really well cheap. Use Repost by SoundCloud. Post your stuff on SoundCloud. I'm telling you, Cody, it's like $30 for a year. Post it on SoundCloud. I'm already on Deezer. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. So when you're ready posting on Spotify, I'm pretty sure you just put your link for your Spotify in there when you go in there.
Yeah.
And just put a little cover art that, you know, that lets you, and boom, like, and then all you get money for it, Cody. Like, you'll make money off of it. So it's just like, Repost by SoundCloud is kind of a way because you just post it on SoundCloud, let it get monetized. You might have to wait a little while, but you could probably still post it and they'll post it on other stuff too. Or make another account and you could probably make twice as money. You never know, Cody. Just a little thing for you because I know you'd be trying to get your music out there.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not your music, I mean your podcast, and then you have your movie coming.
Right. I mean, I haven't really put it out there yet, but I'm going to be doing something with music here.
Oh, then, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, Cody, because I'm telling you, I was so hyped when I got on Apple Music. I'm like, what? I'm on Apple Music? Da-da-da. I just, I'm not going to lie to you. It was like, bruh, I'm hitting goals that I thought I was not going to hit just soon. Because what is it, Cody? Like, what, 4 months, 5 months now I've been in this music game? These past months since the first month after our thing, that was our rate. That's when I made the pain within. So it wasn't really me. Now I'm on a whole nother level. My knowledge is on another level where people just be like, you know, oh, he's just 17. No, you don't know. I'm really smart for my age, you know? Like, I'm not trying to showboat. It's just like, I just know what it is. People really downgrade me for who I am. And really, I'm putting out my best effort. And, you know, what you're not going to do is downgrade me as hard as I work. No. It's not gonna happen because I don't even sometimes I don't even get sleep, Cody. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I already started that train of not getting sleep sometimes because I'm so dedicated to making sure, because I make sure school comes first. So I'm making sure my grades are going up. I don't care. Then I got my music coming. So I got to make sure, all right, I'll go to sleep once it sounds good. But if it sounded a little iffy and I know I can fix it real quick, I'll make sure I fix it, you know, before I go to sleep. Because I know if I will go to sleep and wake up, I'll forget. You know, it's just stuff on top of stuff. I just hit 5K on TikTok, you know. That's a pretty big number with about almost 50K likes altogether on all my videos. So, you know, that's a big goal for me.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you're definitely marketing yourself. That's big, you know, like for any artist out there, you got to market yourself, period, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, it's crazy. People love it. People love my music. They be like, yo, this is fire. And I'm like, I appreciate it. Thank you. I really work on it. I'm like, but just so you know, I hit them with this, Cody. I'm like, hey, I'm just telling you right now, I got some heat coming. If I was you, I'll follow me, you know, because this ain't my best work. I'm about to show you my best work. I might have an album coming, maybe a single, you know. I hint towards things. So when I'm texting people, they'll be like, oh, your thing's fire. But no, this ain't my best work. You'll see, it's coming up. I'm just telling a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's a little something for me. To my music, just because I got 10K or whatever, yeah, it's amazing. I love it. Trust me. But I got better stuff coming, more lyrical stuff, more mental reality, sad stuff. Whatever you like, I'm really going out there with the versatile stuff because then I'll be known as a person that has multi talents in the music game. I do everything basically myself. I have people listen to it. Like my main people I select, like my brothers, my best friend, his name is Brian. I have him listen. I'm like, yo, bro, you just sound all right? He's like, nah, bro, listen to it. Does it sound right to you? You know? So it's just like they help me build on myself and help me build my career, as well as they also share my stuff. They also have my back and make sure that the rap sounds right. They be like, nah, bro, stop right there and work on that. Doesn't sound too right, you know? I mean, it's there and all, but like they don't hit me with the down of like, nah, bro, that's you know, shit. Nah, they be like, nah, you can work on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little there. It's just a little something missing. They hit me with that. So it's just like they're not trying to push you down all the way down to the level like you feel like you're dirt. You know, they're like, eh. You almost there. You almost got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? They motivate in a way. So it's just like, it's good to have people that sit here and motivate me, man. Man, Cody, you don't even understand. Man, I'm so happy to even be on your podcast again. I'm so glad for you to have me.
I'm glad you're back on the show, man. You know, I mean, when we had the conversation back in March, when it was you and Mac, man, you know, like, it just blew me away. You know, like, I mean, here's this.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I mean, you're 17 years old, man, like, just out here doing it, man. I'm just like, wow, you know. And it's amazing because, you know, we have all these resources in front of us now. You know, you mentioned with TikTok and Apple Music and SoundCloud, you know. Not all these tools were available to me when I was your age, man, you know. So
yeah, I get that a lot from my age. A lot of people say, you got it so easy, but it's like, it's not so easy because you trying to bully. I'm trying to bully my way. Like, I'm not bullying, but it's like, yo, I'm pushing people. Yo, I spam people. But like, bro, you're spamming me so much, bro, then click on the link. That's all you got to do. I start spamming you when you click on the link. People realize when they click on my links and actually go follow my stuff, they start getting spammed. They'll be like, oh, what the heck? No spam today? And I'm like, you clicked on my stuff. Why would I be mad? You know, you did me a favor. It's not that hard to just take 1 second out of your day. Like, that's what I think. Like, when people send me links and tell them to go follow me, I'm like, hey, as long as you follow me back or like show some love to my page, I got you. You know, we got to grow out here. You know, I made so it's like I can even do this for you, Cody. After the interview, you could talk with me and you could talk about it through the text messages or whatever. I can make you a link tree to where you put it in your bio. It has a link to your Apple Music, your thing. I mean, Apple, like on Apple, is like it has your podcast, your Spotify, your Instagrams. All that. So it's just like, you send me the links, I'll make the link tree. You can tell me what you want, to background picture and your front picture, main picture. Boom, I make the link tree. So if you like to click on my bio right now, if you used to go there, that T-shirt I gave you, click it, boom. You'll see all the links to my main page, my TikTok, my YouTube, all that. So it's like, I made that for my friends, for the people that I work with that help make beats. I got a person that makes beats for me. So it's just like, bro, I help my people out. Like, if we're cool peoples and I know you on some business stuff, I'll make you your page, because then I'm not going to sit here and waste my pages to make, because I can only make 3 pages per account. So I'm not going to sit here and make pages for someone that's not going to use it. I needed to do numbers, because then it will show. It shows up on how many times your page gets clicked on, this, down, the third. Bro, that's how you know you're growing. I can read you your stats on this day and be like, oh, dang, I'm growing a lot on this day. And it would just be like, depending on what you post, that's what you're growing on. Then on top of that, you got to know how to use the hashtags, all that. And when you get into that, it's just like, especially like young person like me, I have the, it's not going to lie to you, I have the younger generation right under my pocket, like right in my hand in my pocket. And then the older generation, they look up, they look at me, and they're like, dang, look at this kid, you know, he got it going for himself, but he just got stuff to work on, you know. I got a lot of older heads that check me out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, I saw the potential in you right away, and that's why I wanted to get you on my podcast in the first place, because I'm like, wow, you know, like, I mean, he's young, but he's got that hunger, you know, he's got that, yeah, that desire to succeed. And you know, you talked about the link trees, and you know, I got one I used with it's called Solo, kind of like you know, flow page and stuff like that, you know. But
yeah, that's exactly what it is, but I call it a link tree because it really has a link to everything. And the way I do it, I make your page want people want to click on it. It's like when you click on it, it's like, whoa. It's like it kind of like shakes them a little bit, like, oh, I want to click on this. You know what I'm saying? It kind of grabs the interest to want to click on stuff.
Right. Yeah. It grabs your attention. Like, oh, like, you know, check out his TikTok, his music, you know. It's all your socials all in one place. So you don't have to make a website. You know, you just have all your.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, you send it shit to people. When people ask me on Instagram, you know what I do? I just send them the link, and they'd be like, oh, he does music? They'd be like, oh, snap, you do music, bro? And I'm like, yeah, check it out. They're like, yo, your stuff is fire. And I'm like, thank you, I appreciate it. Because you know what it does is like they want to be nosy. People love to be nosy, checking it out, lurking on your stuff. They go through your stuff and be like, oh, he does music? Oh, let me click on him real quick and see if he's good. You know what I'm saying? People love doing that, you know? And it is like, when you learn how to kind of, it's like kind of manipulative. Yeah, if I'm saying that word right, it's like you're basically manipulating people into clicking on your stuff. So it's like, I know how to make it work. You know what I'm saying? It sounds kind of evil. It sounds kind of evil in a sense, but it's like, bro, it's no harm done.
But here's the secret. Like, people don't know what they want until you tell them what they want.
Exactly.
Right. Like, because that's the thing. Like, people may think they know what they want until it's right in front of their face. And they're like, oh, well, shit. Okay. You know? And then, bam, there you go. Two Shot Gabe's music. Two Shot Gabe's TikTok page, you know?
Like, yep.
Bam, you know? But, like, I want to go back on your point. You're saying, you know, those two first songs you did with Mac, that was not you.
I feel like it wasn't really me. Like, I'm going to explain it to you in a way, like, I know, I already know what you're going to say, because it's like, what do you mean by that? You know,
yeah, right.
It's like, I'm sorry, I know, I'm like, I got you all weirded out or something.
Well, I'm not weirded out, I'm just like curious, like, you know, what do you mean by that?
I feel like that wasn't me. It was just like, okay, I'm still a kid now, but I'm going to use this in the type of turn. It's like, that was like me trying to see how it would go. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I was kind of just playing with it as a kid. Like, it's like, right there, those two songs, that was like a toy. I was playing with a toy. For those 2 months, I was just playing with the toy, if you think about it. But now I was like, these toys are actually kind of cool. You know, I'm about to go buy some more, in the sense of me making another song. I'm like, let me actually do this one by myself. Let me sit in my room, really think about what I want to do with this song, you know? And then on top of that, it's like, I was having conversations with my older heads, my family, my uncles. I was having conversations with them, and my brothers and my friends. It was just like they were having conversations with me, deep conversations. Like, they were kind of like saying, in a sense, like, bro, who are you anymore? Like, you acting like this person you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's like they were trying to, it's not like me calling, they were basically calling me on my stuff. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it happens to the best of us. They were calling me on my stuff. So I was like, you know what? They're right. Let me make a song out of this, man. And boom, I made the song. And it's like, people was like, dang, I like that song. I can relate to that song, you know? And some people cried to my songs. They were like, dang, that really hit different, you know? And then when I broke it down to them, they're like, dang. So that's what you really mean by it, you know? I'm just like, yeah. It's like, it's crazy. It's something, it's like, hurts. But that's why I made it, because I put all my pain, like I put my pain into that song. This is like, I listen to it and I'm like, I did that. You know, I'm proud of that. The two songs I made before was just like, bang, bang, talk about guns, all this. And it's like, I want, like, I'm okay with having that type of stuff in my music. It was just like, it wasn't really, you know, I keep it, carry a tutu right in my pocket. It was like, you know, but like, when you be like, I'm chasing, like, people like more, like, I feel like if I was rapping about this, people would love me more, like, oh, I'm chasing the bag, you already know, I'm doing the desk, like, some stuff, something like that, you know, and people be like, oh, okay, okay, it has a flow to it, and it's just like, doesn't sound all like, you know what I'm saying, because my first two songs, I didn't know what I was doing. The third song, it sounded a lot better, I just got to work on my flow, and then work on mastering the song a little better, and it will be perfect, you know, people will love it. That's all I feel. It's just, that's what I mean by it. It's like, my first two songs wasn't really me, because I didn't really rap about what I felt, you know, how it wasn't really me, you know, like Mac did the hook and I was just like, I'm gonna hop on it. You know what I'm saying? And then he helped me write the lyrics to most of them. I ain't gonna hold you. He did. So I think the first one, Up in the Cut, he helped me write the lyrics to that one. It was just like, it wasn't really, you know, it didn't feel like me. I rapped it, but it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I had a ghostwriter. Basically, that's what it was. And that's why I say I don't feel like it was me, but the new song, that was me. And then I'm not, that's like, it's no distance to nobody or nothing. It's just the truth, you know? I'm not going to say the truth. It wasn't me, you know? And there's no harm done because, you know, I was just getting into it. You know, I feel like there was no harm done.
Oh, I feel you.
As a rapper.
I mean, like, so, you know, those first two songs, it wasn't authentic, you know, it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't true to who you are at your core. But this,
yeah,
the new song, The Pain Within, that's 100% you.
Yep. Outside here, nights, like, I ain't gonna hold you. It took me a couple, like, they would be nice if I just lay on the floor, but like, dang, I can't think of nothing. So I'll just sit here playing it over and over again, over and over again. I'm like, I got an idea. Boom, bust it out, a verse. Next day, same thing again. Couldn't think of another verse. Dang it, I can't think of nothing, man. I got frustrated. Like, there would be times where I get frustrated with myself because I can't think of nothing. So now I just start reading books and reading dictionaries. I'm like, what the heck, man? And I can't get nothing. It's just like, then I was just like, I just sat here and I just looked at it. Like, then no, it was just like, I was just looking at the wall like, dang, why can I not think of nothing? So then I really sat here. You know, sometimes it does take it. Like, I played a different beat. Well, it wasn't really a beat. It was like a sad type beat. And I was like, I was just playing it. I was like, dang, now I'm in my feeling. Then I played my song. Well, the part of the song that was done. And I was like, ah, okay, I got it. Boom. Busted that out. And you can hear it in my voice, too. And I was like, I'm trying to come back to earth, but I'm stuck in the past. And, like, you can hear the pain in my voice. And that's what people kind of liked and enjoy. You can hear it in my voice that I wasn't just trying to make some sad song just to be depressed. No, I was just rapping how I felt, you know?
Exactly, and that's another thing too that kind of took me aback a little bit. I was like, damn, he's getting really deep with this, you know, like, because, you know, I mean, I was expecting something darker, you know, because, I mean, that's what I was going for with the song from my movie, but I wasn't quite expecting that, you know.
Yeah, I can explain the lyrics so you can understand.
All right.
So, like, you know how I'm trying to come back to earth is like, I'm trying to come back, but I can't find myself. So in a sense, I'm stuck in the past. And then it's like, let me see. I'm going to try to see if I can read it off to you. So it's like, you can understand it to the point where it's like, oh, dang. Okay. Where is it at? I don't have it. Okay, it's right here. Where's my glasses? I don't got my glasses on. All right. I got the thing right here. So it's like, I'm trying to come back to earth, but I'm stuck in the past. So it's like, I'm trying to come back, but I'm stuck in the past, on the past shit. And I really need to get over it. You know, I need to move on. So it's like telling you, like, I'm trying to come back to earth, but I'm stuck in the past. How long is it going to last? It's like, it's stuck and repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? So it's like, the past keeps repeating over and over in my head. And it's just like, bro, who am I trying to be? And I'm committing these actions and committing these plays that's not me. And I'm like, who am I trying to be, you know? Why don't I just be myself in that sense? Like, who am I trying to be? And I was like, how long is it going to last? I was stuck on repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? And why do I feel so weak? So it's like my mental feels weak. And I was like, I've been shouting my chest, but I'm on my knees. So it's like, I've been shot. And it's just like, I'm stuck. You know, I don't know where to go. I'm lost. I'm like a lost soul. And I was like begging for help, but no one sees. It's like, right, you're begging for help. And it's like, nobody sees you. They act like you're not there, but they know you're there. You know, and it's just like, they just dish you and just like, you know, it's great. Like, they just spit on you, say, fuck you, basically. In a sense, it's like, damn.
Right, yeah.
I know you see me, but it's like, what the fuck? What do you, like, I thought you was my friend. And that's a sentence of, like, your friends, right? They say you're their friends and whatever. And then you're there for them, right? 100%, you're there for them. Right, Cody? Let's say I'm your friend, right? Let's use it as a sense of, like, I'm your friend, and you're always there for me, right?
Yes.
And then now you need me, right? And I just spit on you and say, fuck you, you know, do it by yourself. You gotta feel like, damn, what the fuck, you know? I thought you was my friend, so it's just like, you know, I'm begging for help, but no one sees, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and I've been there before too, you know?
People can relate. So when I break it down to you, you're like, damn, oh, okay. The pain of life bleeds, so it's like, bro, the hurt, I feel hurt, you know, I'm bleeding hurt. You know, you're hurting me, you're stabbing me, but I don't feed it back, you know? Because I'm not going to feed back bad energy, so it's like, I'm begging for help, but no one sees. The pain and I bleed, but don't feed. So it's like, dang, I just got stabbed in the back, but I'm not gonna feed it to the next person. What do they do to me? They didn't do nothing, you know. And sometimes you do outlast on people and you don't even mean to. It's like, dang, my fault, you know. He's like, it does happen, you know. People are humans, it happens, you know. People's emotions get the best of them, and it's like, all I've been doing is trying to fight the inner me. So I'm fighting the inner demon to, like, become myself. You know, I'm killing myself, killing the person that I'm trying to so-called want to be, this persona person, when I could just kill it, boom, killed it, now I'm myself. And it's like, I'm trying to come back to Earth. And it repeats over again, so it's like the same sense. And I was like, I feel hopeless and lost like a time machine. I'm trying to go back in time, but it's like the time machine is, like, it's not working. There's no such thing as a time machine that we know of, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel hopeless and lost like a time machine, trying to go back, but it's just like, I can't, you know. Why am I stuck on the past?
Right.
And I think, like, yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
And then I think that's something that people struggle with, you know. They cling to the past, you know, and in doing so, they can't learn to move forward, you know.
Exactly. And it's just like, that song really helped me move forward. Like, Only If People Knew, it's just like, that song, man, I ain't gonna hold you. I cried after that song, man. I was just like, I did it. I feel a lot better. Like, I honestly felt a lot better about myself, you know?
And I'm glad for that, man, because, like,
it's just like, people get stuck on that, and it's just like, it kills them.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, for sure. You know, because people hold on and carry a lot of pain within them, you know? And I'm not saying that I don't, you know. I mean, yeah, there's stuff that has stuck with me, but I mean, but at the same time.
What doesn't, you know? You just, like, sometimes you just got to be like, it's part of life.
Fuck, right,
you
know, yeah.
Just let go. You got to let go, but you can't let it hold you back, because then you let stuff hold you back like that, but you won't become successful. You'll be stuck on some bullshit, and people will see that shit, and they'll be like, dang, this dude's a hopeless. He's hopeless, you know. He's sitting doing the same shit he said he wasn't going to be doing. He said he wants to do this, but look at him. He's stuck on the video game. I ain't gonna lie to you, Cody. I don't be playing the video game like that sometimes. Like, I'll play the game, but, you know, it's just like, it's not the same no more. It does not feel the same. And then there's this bar is like, don't doubt the fact because I'm a teen, you know, because, you know, I'm 17, and it's like, people doubt me. And it was like, while most people be living on the screen, people be stuck so much in social media. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I just got caught up in social media. I just put my phone down. Like, that's why I was kind of, when you was like, oh, snap, I was like, oh, snap, it's 6 o'clock. It was about to be 6. I was like, oh, snap, let me hop on the thing with Cody. Because I was stuck on the screen for a while because I got so caught up in social media. It happens to me too, you know? We are human. It ends up happening as quarantine, you know? What is this to expect? You know, it does help stop you from your grinding. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get caught up in your thing. And it's like, bro, I thought I was supposed to be grinding. People look at you like, bro, you're supposed to be grinding. What the fuck are you doing? Put your fucking phone down, you know? Like, straight up.
Right.
And then I put this bar as, like, I don't want to be playing in the streets because, you know, I don't want to be, you know, talk about gang banging and acting like I'm hard and stuff. But I'm only 17, you know, I'm still technically, like, I'm like a teenager, you know. It's just like, I'm not really about that, you know. It's okay to be put in some gun bars and, like, stuff like that. But it's like, for me, it's like, you know, that's not really me, you know. I ain't this hard gang banging wannabe. you know, I don't be flashing, you know, drugs and stuff because I don't do that. You know, that's not me. Why would I put out this persona? That's not me.
Right. I mean, that's another thing, too. Like, you know, I mean, some rappers, you know, if they were in the gang life, you know, then they can obviously talk about that. But, you know, I mean, but people, in my opinion, shouldn't talk about stuff they haven't experienced, you know? Like, you know, yeah. I can only talk about the things that I've experienced in my life, you know? But
yeah, most for sure.
But so now you're just giving more context to, you know, when you said that, you know, that wasn't you on those two songs, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
Right. It was just like... So, but it's,
you know, yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, but it's good that you have come to this realization, like, all right, you know, I found myself. This is what I need to do. This is the kind of songs I need to put out. You know, I need to be true to myself.
Yeah, because then people love that. And then let's say I wasn't true and I kept acting like this wannabe game banger or persona. Then I act like that, and then all of a sudden someone pulls a gun on me. What am I gonna do?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're gonna really push text my gangster because people out here that bored. They really pull up on you, look for your addy, and then. You know, next you know, you're on the news dead. Why would I keep doing that when that's not me? That's why I kind of like I just separated myself from other rappers. It's like I'm myself. I will do features, you know, I will do this, but there's cost that it comes to it, you know, because I feel like I have a worth to me. So you gotta bring something to the table. Like, I ain't gonna, I'll do free features, you know, just for right now because I'm starting up. You know, I'm not gonna be charging like $100, $50, $5, $10, whatever. Or even free, because I wouldn't even care. That's half the time. You want to hop on my train? Let me see what you got going on. If you got something going for you, bro, I'd be like, come on, hop on. Like, I need someone that's not going to be like, all right, I got you. I'm going to hop on the song. And just leave me fucking hanging with a song in the air. You know, I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't got time for that. And it's like, then I said, because I don't want to be on my, like, okay, I don't want to be playing in these streets because I don't want to be on my knees begging for hope while I bleed. Hope is some loss, can't you see? So it's like, basically, it's like, I used to be caught up in, like, I'm not saying I was caught up, it's just like, I was caught up in what was going on in the streets, you know? Like, all these people shooting and all that. Like, I experienced that, I seen it for what it was. And it's like, I used to live in the hood, so it was like, can't you see? Like, I'm kind of like a lost soul. I need some guidance sometimes, you know? Because, you know, I'm human, I'm only a teen. I need some guidance, you know, here and there. It doesn't hurt, you know? That's what it's like, that bar's kind of saying. It's like, I need guidance, you know? But it's like you're just like ditching me, you know, because I asked you for guidance, and you're just like throwing me around like I'm some trash.
Right. I mean, you talk about the features, you know, I mean, you definitely can't let these artists who have some years in the game, the big league you, you know, I can see it happening too, you know, with a lot, you know, rappers trying to big league you because of your age, you know, But no, I mean, yeah, I definitely think you will stand your ground on that.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's like, then the bar's like it goes, hopeless and lost, can't you see? Scared by the fact of history, blind by the fact that no one has seen that no matter what color people try to kill me. Okay, so I'm not trying to get into politics or whatever, but I'm just going to say this on this note on what this bar meant, and that's going to be the end of the politic discussion for this. Okay, so when it's like blind by the fact that no one has seen, like how you not see it yet? Like, I ain't trying to, you know, have no debate or whatever. It's just like that no matter what color, you can still, like, I'm going to show you the first meaning. The first meaning is like, no matter what color, I can still get shot a no, but I'm still looking for that one yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get shot 1,000 no's, but that one yes is going to feel amazing. It's gonna make me go somewhere. But that bar also means it has to do with, you know, because at the time when I was writing this song, you know, a lot was going on about the police and all that, and it still is. It was like, no matter what color, you could still get shot and killed by a police officer, and it wouldn't change the fact that you're black or white, you know? And I don't want to have the debate, but just, like, it's the truth. Like, you could still die by any color you are. People still die in the streets, still die by a gun. So it doesn't change nothing, you know? And it's just, like, by the fact that no one has really come together and try to harmonize, it's just people just continuously left to hate, and it's just like it doesn't go nowhere, you know. That's why reality is still what it is today, is just people just continuously hate and never see the other side or the outcome of what it may be, you know. Or nobody really considers the outcome of what something may be, and that's just like kind of a crazy part, you know.
Oh yeah, man. I definitely agree with you, man. I did agree with you there because, you know, I've been vocal about, you know, police brutality, you know, about on my podcast before. And, you know, I don't really try to get all political or social.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to keep away from. I was just like trying to say, you know, that's what kind of that it kind of means, you know, it's not like I'm trying to promote something bad. It was just saying I have a side to it. It's just like, it's just saying that that's what the bar can also mean in the sense of, no matter what color people try to kill me, you know?
Right, yes. You know, I mean, you know, violence can happen anywhere, man. You know?
Exactly. Like, that was kind of my point across. Like, you know, violence happens everywhere and anywhere, you know? You never know. You could just really unexpected.
Exactly, man. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's a really deep track. And, you know, I definitely hope we'll get more songs like this. As you mentioned, you know, you're working on some stuff right now.
I can give you a little snippet, you know, of something to come.
I could play a little snippet if you want to on my podcast, if you would like. I definitely would be cool.
I don't have it. I don't think you have it, but it's just like, I'm gonna wrap the bar joke. Okay? It's like, it's too late. I'm gonna pull up in the ghost. I'm gonna pull up in the ghost. Look on Casper, driving like a ghost, ride faster, aching the duck, cause I'm a little bastard. Y'all come in, live from your master. You know, it's a little something. It's kind of like, in a way, kind of dissing people, but it's not. In my sense, it's like, I'm dissing people that try to belittle me. But other than that, I'm just like, y'all come in. I love you, I'm master. You know, it's like, you know, y'all coming at me, but y'all got nothing going.
Is there anybody in specific who has tried to belittle you?
It's just in the sense of, you know, it was just like, because people do, I like try to sneak this, and then people on my be talking crap in my comment section and whatever. I'd be like, yeah, y'all come in. What if you're not messing? Cause you talking, but you ain't got nothing going. So it's like, eh, it doesn't really diss nobody. It's just like out there for people that try to come for me. Like, you know, I can be the best to my best. You know, I can compete with the best, I feel, because that's who I am. I feel like I'm the best out there, to be honest with you, Cody. That's the type of set mindset I got right now. I'm like, I'm the best. Nobody's stopping me. Like, shoot. Eminem wanted to come and diss me, I'll throw him right back. Ain't gonna hold you. You know, I love Eminem, you know? Right. Shoot, if it happens, it happens. You know, that would be a great, amazing thing for me. But, you know, it is what it is. It's like, it's no harm, no foul, you know? It's just out there because people try to come at me. It's like, bro, you coming at me, but you ain't got nothing going, you know? Trying to diss someone that, you know, I just started. You dissing someone that just started, that's acting for hope, you know? And you just coming at me.
Well, I think you got to have that mindset that you're the best of what you do, because, you know, I believe it in my podcast. Because, hell, I mean, name another podcaster that you know of that uploads as much as I do in interviews.
I honestly don't really know, because I don't really know like that, but I see you upload. You upload like every day. You on your stuff, Cody. I see that. I peep. You on your stuff. And I respect your grind because, bro, you hungry like just like I am. That's why I watch out. I pay attention because then I see how you move. That's why I was like, all right, I'm hoping to do Cody's thing again. Because I see he's trying to do something for himself. He just not like the rest of these. Like, yeah, whatever. I get to it when I get to it. Nah, you on it like every day, every other day. Shoot, you felt sick. I'm pretty sure you felt sick one day and you still posted. And I was just like, man, this man Cody doing something, you know, and I respect it, you know?
Oh yeah.
For this new song, I even did my own cover art, Cody. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it, you know, because I do all my cover arts myself, you know. I mean it's pretty basic, but I mean it doesn't have to be extravagant for a podcast. Now for album art for a song, yeah. I can see that, but like I do all my stuff myself. You know, I don't have an editor. I don't have a graphic designer or anything like that. No, this is a one man operation. You know,
I don't know if you could pull it up on the podcast, but I just sent you like the cover real quick. I don't know if you can pull it up.
Okay.
I sent it to you. I think if you're on your nice computer, Cody, you can pull it up on the podcast.
Yeah, I just seen it. I like that, man. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, because I call it Savage, you know, because I'm going to go in.
Oh, shit. Are you going in on anyone in particular or just in general?
Nah, just in general, I'm going to go in, just be on some crazy stuff. I'm really trying to go lyrical with this song, trying to be on some, you know, crazy stuff. People so you can see what I got. I got a couple more songs coming, you know. I got some and songs. I got some sad songs. I got some turn up songs. You know, I got bro. I have like 7 songs already. Like, I can just rap it and it'll be made. I just got to listen back to the track, write it all down, spit it again. Boom! I already got 7 songs ready to be made. I'm just sitting waiting. You know, I'm taking my time with it because I want to perfect each and one of my songs. You know, I'm not rushed by nobody. I'm my own. You know, I'm my own platform. I don't got to be rushed by nobody. You know, so it's like, I feel like if I was ever in to be in a label, I wouldn't be wanting to be rushed by my label either, you know? Because then at the same time, my label should want the best work for you, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing.
So like, I feel like that's why I say I feel like I'm my own label already, you know? I don't really, you know?
Your own man. Your own man.
Exactly.
And I think that's the way to be. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm partnered with, I'm a part of Family First Records, but that's the thing, you know, we're not trying to sign people to contracts, you know, we're just showing artists love that deserve the love, you know, and respect that they, you know, need to get, you know.
No, for sure. And I ain't gonna hold you, Cody. Like, if I was to post your podcast right now on my Snapchat, oh my God, people just will go crazy because I have fans that love me from TikTok. I got people that just like love what I'm doing, so they follow everything. If I post this shit off, they be like, oh snap, let me go follow, boom, 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 like, and they'll be like, oh my God. And then you'd be like, what the heck? You just get spammed with stuff. It's like, oh snap. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen, you know? Because I'll be posting people's stuff and they hit me up, bro, hit me back talking about, dang, I just got a lot of stuff. And you're the only one that posts me. I was just like, I got a fan base that supports me in the sense of that they kind of look out for anybody I got going on around me.
That's great, man. I mean, it's awesome when you have an interactive fan base like that. But
no, for sure.
I do want to ask you, on your other Instagram page, you post a lot of photos on there. I mean, I would classify you as a pretty photogenic person.
Yeah, I love photos. I love taking photos. I edit them. So that's why I was like, I'm a photographer. I'm multi-talented. That's why I put it in my bio. I'm multi-talented. Hit me up for, you know, collabs or like stuff like that. You know, people can hit me up. I'll do SVS and all that, sharing and just getting out there.
I mean, in my opinion, that's part of the game, you know, is just like, yep, you know, taking, you know, photos of yourself because people need to have put a face to a name, you know, like, oh, this is, yeah, Two Shot Gabe, you know, this is Cody Sprinter, you know, like, do you have any interest in like doing like modeling by chance?
Yeah. I was thinking about it.
I think that would definitely be another avenue, you know, potential like income, and also, you know, it definitely wouldn't hurt your, you know, your
profile. For sure. I was really thinking about it, but it's just like, it's hard because then, like, someone wanted me to take photographs and they wanted to pick out the outfit and be on Instagram video call and then have the position of the camera and all this, and I'll just like, bro, it would be better if I had somewhere to go. We take the pictures there with your camera, da da da. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I get it. Like, he had like 40K, I think, on Instagram. Like, yeah, I get it. You got the clout and all that. It's like, I'm not really looking for clout, you know? And it's like, you want to pick out my outfit. It's like, why can't I just wear something flashy or what I got? And then you'd be okay with the pictures. Or I just sent you pictures I take and you know, do what you got to do with them. I feel like it doesn't really have to be all like that. You know, you could just tell me where to, like, I could tell you where I'm at. And then I can set up the phone, you take the picture, you know, I could be wearing whatever clothes. It doesn't have to go down to the extent that what clothes I'm wearing doesn't, you know, it just kind of comes off weird. Not to be rude, but it does.
I mean, yeah, that shit's just a little too extravagant for me as well. I mean, like if Reebok wanted me to do or Under Armour wanted me to do a photo shoot with them, then wearing their stuff, okay, great, you know. But at the same time, I'm not going to like, you know, you know, have them pick out 5 different outfits for me to wear and shit. Cause it's just too much for me, man. You know,
it's too much work. Cause I got to get out all of my clothes. Like, it takes too much time on my day.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, like, if it's to promote a clothing brand, then I get it, you know?
I'm for sure for clothing brand, but it's just like, bro, I'm a 17-year-old was just regular ass clothes. Why would it matter what clothes I'm wearing? Just take the pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't no famous 17-year-old yet. You know, a lot of people think I'm famous and stuff, and it's just like, yeah, you know, I'm there but not there. I consider myself a decent, you know, I'm well known.
Like
5K is well known, and right now I'm pretty sure it's like I can hit 10K. I know I can hit 10K, 20K. I can hit, bro, I'm gonna hit them numbers. I already know on TikTok, on my music, on my Instagram. I know I'm gonna hit the numbers soon enough. I'm about to hit 1,000 for sure on my main page, and then my music page. Soon enough, I'm gonna hit 500 on that. I already know that. Like, I already got these goals set out, and I already know I'm gonna hit them. I'm just waiting for the time to come for when I hit it. Boom, next goal, next goal. Let's go and just keep building, because then I can build an empire of myself, just me, myself, and my family, you know? And I don't need nobody else, to be honest, because I got my family. They're into music. Some of them into doing this and that. And it's just like, once I make it, I already know me and my family are going to be straight, because, you know, I'm going to look back at this podcast and be like, man, I was such a child, you know? I don't know what I was doing at the time, but, you know, I was going for it. You know, I'm gonna look at myself when I'm up there and be like, man, you already know. I ain't gonna lie to you, the other day I was just looking at the pictures and I was like, dang, man, where'd the time go? It just made me feel like, dang, time flew by.
Yeah, man. And time tend to does flow by, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh shit, like where'd the time go, you know?
No, for sure.
But yeah, Gabe, I mean, it's awesome to see your growth over the last couple months, man, and for you to find yourself in this way, and, you know, you have a vision for yourself, and that's awesome, because most people don't know what they want to do, or they don't have a clear vision.
Or they give up. They give up.
Right.
A lot of people give up. And it's like a lot of, like, I don't want to get to this level, but it's just like a lot of people do come to me with their problems or talking about, they want to end themselves, like, I'm going to sit in that sense. And, you know, I sit here, I take the time out, and I make sure I help him, because he's like, you know, I was there before. He's like, why are you feeling like that? I saved people before. He's just like, it's a good feeling and all, but it's like, you know, man, where am I going with life? At the sense, because it's like, dang, I really have people coming to me with their problems, and I'm out here really saving people, and it's kind of crazy in a sense.
It's a massive weight, man. You know, I mean, I've had to.
You know, it's not bad. Like, I don't feel the weight of having to save people and all that, but it's just like, sometimes it's like, come on, man, I'm kind of busy. And this is like, you know, I got to kind of stop what I'm doing to help this person out, because they're trying to end themselves. And it's just like, oh my God.
All right, man. It's just really shitty, in my opinion, whenever somebody has to, you know, feels like that, man, because, like, shit, like, yeah. I mean, man, and you feel so bad, man, you really do.
And I know, but for sure, because I text him when I sit here, and I don't, you know, because in my mental state is, like, I'm not trying to just show a boat or whatever, like, my mental state when it comes to, like, serious conversation, going through conversations, I can have it, because I can switch to being goofy, you know, have these conversations about music and get it bow and all that, yeah, but it's, like, but when it comes to, like, having them grown folks conversations, and then you wanted to do that, it's just like, I'll sit here and write you a whole paragraph. Like, you like, come on, man. And then they'll read it and they'll be like, damn, why am I trying to, you know, they read it back and be like, damn, what am I trying to do this again? Like, they come to me and they're just like, oh, snap. You know, I'm not barely another person, and I'll say them in the sense that they will keep going. Like, I keep pushing people and I'm like, bro, you got it. Or, girl, you got it. Just keep going. Trust me, it's going to get better. It feels like shit right now, but it'll get better, you know? And they'll be like, man, I just want to give up. Nah, don't. That's like, and I'll give them examples, and I'll tell them about my some experience and how it's just like, it feels like I want to give up on certain stuff when it's not going right, but it's like, why give up on something you care about, you know? And you may not feel loved or all that, but, you know, sometimes go seek help, you know? It doesn't hurt to go seek help from medical or someone else. Like, you know, I'm just some random person you seen on social media, you know. I'm not a jackass, you know, but it's just like, some people can be a jackass and not even give a fuck, you know. I check all my DMs to make sure everybody's good, you know. I sit here and go through my comments, like, people really come to me with their stuff, and it's just like, I'm okay with it in the sense of, like, you know, but it's like kind of how crazy how the world, when you really become something, people have the same experiences as you, and you realize it's like, dang, I wasn't alone. And it just puts this feeling into you and the other person that's like, dang, I wasn't alone. I'm not alone, you know? And it just, it's a good feeling.
Oh yeah, man. And sometimes people just need that one person to listen to them, you know, about whatever's going on, you know, and to help them get through it. And I mean, hell, we've all been there, you know, we've all felt some kind of depression, anxiety, you know, and, you know, I've never shied away from talking about, you know, that myself, because I've been there, you know, I've been to where people's been to, and it can be a really shitty feeling, man. But
you know, for real.
Right. But when you got at least one person that will listen to you and try to their best to help you through what you're feeling, man, that just, you know, it's awesome to me.
Yeah, I'm there for everybody, you know, and I let people know because, like, on TikTok, I tell them because I don't like to check my TikTok DMs. I like to have my notifications 99 plus on TikTok because I don't like going through my notifications. I'd rather go through my comments on my videos by myself so I can read it, you know, and I see it all at once. I just go through my comments, and then on my computer, I can check my messages. For, like, I can check them. It's just, like, I'd rather people follow my stuff. So, in those senses, like, the TikTok message says, hey, my DMs don't work. Follow my Instagram. Just click the link in my bio, and it'll have my link tree, whatever. They follow everything and listen to everything, whatever. And they'll text me on Instagram or whatever. And it's just, like, it's easier that way because then I don't get 1,000 notifications from other stuff. And it's just, like, I kind of grow in a sense because people will follow me, you know?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, to be honest, man, I think it's great that, you know, you're connecting with people in this way because we need more of that, you know? Because when people get a following or a fan base, they don't really like to talk to their fans all that much, you know?
I love talking to my fans. My fans hype me up. They're amazing people, man.
Oh yeah, man.
They're talented. I have someone doing the cover art for me with me and then anime in the background, so I can't wait for that. Definitely, she's gonna get a shout out for me. She's doing a cover art for me, so I got people doing cover art with me. I got fans doing beats for me, music, helping me with my music. I got fans making edit for me. Like, my fans love me, you know, because I'm just generally a organic, caring person, and I tell you the truth how it is up front. You know, I ain't gonna front to you because there's no point of fronting anymore. There's, like, I feel like if I was to front you, it would be like, I'll feel bad because later on, I really could have helped you, you know?
Right.
It's easy just to tell the truth straight up and then not front because then people will be like, all right, he didn't front me. He told me what it was. And then they can't come back crying and will be like, hey, you didn't help me. And I was like, yes, I did. I told you what the truth was. You didn't want to listen. That's not me. It's on you. You know, you're your own person. You know, you're the one that wanted to do it. That's not me. You know, I'm busy over here doing my thing. I told you not to do it, and what the outcome may be, you didn't listen.
Right, but some people, you know, they can't handle the truth, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. A lot of people can't handle the truth, and it's just like, you gotta learn the fact how to just handle it. No, there's some people who just can't handle it, you know, and it's kind of, it's like, I don't get why you can't handle the truth because you ask for it, you know? Like, my best friend, he tells me the truth is, well, he's like, bro, I know I sound like a jackass, and I don't care whether or not it's going to hurt you, but this is what the truth is and what you need to do. And he tells me what to do, and I'll do it, you know, because he's right, you know, because he's like a brother to me, you know, he's like an older head. He knows what he's talking about. So it's just like, all right, you know, you're right.
Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes you have just got to give your friends that kick in the ass that they need, man. You know, and I've done it to my friends. And 9 times out of 10, they're like, you know what, dude, you're right. I'm fucking up, you know? And, like, they know. They know that they're stuck in their own bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it happens to the best of us. And it's like, especially, like, I'm not trying to just blame it on quarantine, but it's just like, it just comes to the fact that you just get caught up in so much stuff. It's just like, you want to give up. And then it's just like, shit on top of shit. And you're just like, bruh. What the fuck? I'd rather just stay in my phone all day. Fuck it. You know? And it just happens because it's just like, damn, there's so much shit going on. I don't know what to do. And it's just like your brain's all over the place. You can't get sleep. And it's just like, damn, you're just fucking yourself all up. You know? All types of fucked up.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm there a couple times. You know? Like, hell, there's some days I wake up and I'm like, you know what? Fuck everything. You know? Like, I'm just
so done with it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with this shit today. Fuck everything. I'm not even gonna bother with it. But that's just a mindset, you know. And then one moment I'm like,
you gotta conquer it. You gotta conquer it. That's what it is. Like, I tell people, like, when I'm typing them, texting them, whatever, I'm like, you can conquer it. All you got to do is just conquer it. Like, your disease is that eating disease, even the eating diseases and all that. I'm like, you can conquer it. I believe in you. And people were like, really? You believe in me? And I'm like, yeah, I believe in you, you know, because even just saying it, and you may not even mean it, but I mean it. I'm like, I believe in you. I got trust in you. I know you can do it, you know, because then you're pushing people into, like, having belief, and not only for you, themselves as well. And then that so-called disease and mindset they have and eating disorder, that it just fades away, because then they don't have this image that people and that the government and all that put into their head. There's just like, the image is gone. It's just like, I am what I am, you know. It's okay sometimes, but, and then I'll be like, you gotta want better for yourself. You want, like, with me, I learned a new word, trying to learn a new word every day, try to rap a different style every day, try something new every day. Cause then I can say, it's like, I'm a new man every day. I'm a new person every day. I better myself every day by doing these things, because I be creating a better me. So when you create a better self, you have this mindset and goal that you want to just conquer everything. I know when I want to conquer everything. I already know I want to have this empire. I want to have all this shit. You know, I just have it in my head. You gotta, sometimes it's better just to move in silence instead of just speaking it. And the fence of that, people don't know what your plan is and try to fuck it up.
Right, and I've noticed that about you, because over the last couple months, you know, I mean, you went quiet a little bit, you know?
I've been quiet because it's just like, it's better that way, because then people love to be nosy, and it's just like, man. And then posting on social media just gives people this persona. Oh, he's trying to do this, all of that. It's just like, whatever. I don't really care, because it's like, it's good to care what people think, but at the same time, you also got to have that two cents that maybe not to give a fuck anymore, because it's like, people are going to say what they say. You can't control it. You can't control what's going to happen, but all you can do is just keep pushing forward and try to create a bigger picture and create a image of your own that you see. The only opinion that matters is your own, to be honest with you. Like Cody, like, let's say he wasn't going nowhere. And whatever, and I hop on the thing, and you're like, damn, this is amazing. Like, you know, this is amazing. I got someone on my podcast. After that, you don't get nobody. But then I come back on your podcast again, and you're like, damn, it feels amazing to have somebody on my podcast. At least that, you know, it gives you that motivation. It just it gives you that type of mindset. Like, dang, I got somebody on my podcast. You know, even though it's one person, man, it's still, you know, it's amazing. You got to. Every goal, everything, every achievement, you got to feel it. You got to be like, it's amazing. Same person twice? That's amazing, man. I'm going to keep going. Let me see if I can even get them all three times, you know? You think like that, you will go somewhere, because then you have these achievements and goals and you get fucking happy as fuck when you complete them. Man, you be like, damn, this is amazing, man, you know? And then people think like that, man, you'll go somewhere. And people don't really take time to be like, dang, I went up a couple points in my grade. It feels amazing. That's why I think of my grades. I was, oh man, this feels amazing. I'm gonna up a couple points. I'm so close to getting LB. You gotta think of it as a sense of like every little achievement. Man, you don't gotta rub it into other people's face. You just gotta keep it to yourself. Man, this feels amazing, you know, and sometimes even yell, you know, and then the sense is like you give off this happy energy of joy. And then your body just, it tricks your mind to feeling great every time you're doing something that helps better that goal, you know, it helps you reach it.
Exactly, man. And this is another thing that people don't realize, but they are in charge of their own feelings, their decisions, and their manifestations. You know, if you really put your mind to something, it's going to happen, you know, like, you know, I mean, look at my podcast, you know, like you mentioned it, you know, this is the second time you've been on. Hell, like it, like when you and Mac appeared on my podcast back in March, it set off a chain reaction.
Not for sure, because I was like, I looked at you and I was just like, I'm iffy about it. You know, I was like, well, let me see where he knows me from. Because then it just like, you came out of nowhere. So I was like, all right, I talked to my boy Jamari, said you try to get him on there. And then Jamari got on your podcast after I did. And I was just like, he's cool. He's a cool dude, Jamari. Hop on it. Then you had Zay. Then you had Mac again. Then you had Jamari. Then you had them other people. And then, because, you know, all it takes is one person. And I was like, I'm going to give this man Cody a shot. He seems chill. You know, it's a little iffy, but, you know, it's a podcast. You know, it doesn't hurt. You know, he said he does numbers. I believe him. You know, I don't need no proof. And it's plus, I just started. You really want to podcast me? You want to interview me? Man, freaky. You know, it would be amazing. You know, I just started. And then in a sense now, look at us. We're both growing and going somewhere.
Exactly, man. And like I said, it's that chain reaction effect, you know. And hell, like, take Nonchalant Lise, for example, man. Like, hell, he's been on the podcast about four times already, you know. And I'm sure he'll be on many more podcasts to come, you know. And I think it's just awesome that, you know, these opportunities have been created.
Yeah, and it all it takes is one person. And it's crazy how just a chain reaction can form off just off of one person. And that's also how I think of life. Like, one person follows you, then the next, and then it just continues to grow.
Right. And before I had you and Mac on, you know, I had people on my show before, but they were people within my circle, within my camp, you know. I didn't really branch out until this year, because I thought to myself, like, dude, I have got to get other people on this podcast, you know, that because I know I'm a great interviewer, you know. I mean, that's been proven. But, you know, in order for me to showcase that, I need to get people on this podcast. So that's why I started, you know, doing some looking around, and, you know, I came across Big Figure Jay, and then I found you, you know. And I'm like, okay, let me try to get him on. And you and Matt came on the podcast, you know, and it turned out to be great, you know, and we got all this opportunities created out of that.
Yeah, and it's just crazy how people don't think like that. Like, you just can just give some one person the opportunity and they can go somewhere. And then you can be like, oh, I know this person, da da da. And it's just like, you know, it's not like I'm not going to take the credit. It's just like, you did it yourself, Cody. Like, real talk, you did it yourself. But I just hope you get more recognition and the fact that, you know, because I got a lot of people in my circle and, you know, people just like to, you know, it's kind of like a follow trend. People see what you're doing. Oh, snap, he was on a podcast. Oh, shit. Let me see what this dude's getting. Let me get on the podcast. Boom. You got on it. Then other people will tell it about their podcast and they want to hop on it, and then so on and so on. So it's just like people don't think of the sense of that people can just go somewhere with just only one person.
Exactly. And my goal now is to maintain and build upon these relationships and create new ones in the process, because, you know, one day, you know, like when I start, you know, making bigger films and stuff like that, I can hit you up. I can hit Mac up.
Say, I'm also good. I'm good at voice impressions. I've been told acting. I guess I was good at I look like a lot of people, I guess. There's just a lot of people. I'm good at voice impressions. I can do Elmo pretty good, I guess. And just people just love it.
I mean, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, you know, using people's talents to make something great, you know. And, you know, exactly. I just want to network with as many great people as I possibly can and build upon these relationships, that way in the future we can create more great stuff.
You can just build an empire off of just one person, and it's crazy. People don't really see it as that. People just be like, yeah.
Exactly, man.
They just be too lazy.
Yeah, man. Like, they just have this lazy mindset, you know? Like, oh, well, shit. All I want to do is lay around, be lazy, not do shit. You know, maybe do some drugs, you know, or get drunk. You know, like, that's just become the mindset, like, for people.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't like that drug stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's not for me. It's just like, Cody, be honest with me. The last conversation you had with me on the podcast, and then now up to now, how would you say I grew, like, mentally, mindset-wise, and, like, just in general? How would you, like, just from your point of view?
Oh, leaps and bounds have grown, man. Like, wow. I mean, I've felt a completely different energy from the last time you were on to now, you know?
Like, then now that I know who my true self is, it's just like I'm just being true to myself, just acting like myself. Why would I want to be someone I'm not? Because when you just be yourself, it brings more things to the table, and it brings a lot of recognition on top of people who just see it, and they'd be like, dang, this guy's really a true guy, you know? And then it just comes out to bringing more bondages and more, in a way, a sense of growth. Because then now I sound like I'm fucking 20, but I'm only 17, you know? And it's just like, dang, a lot of older heads are going to check me out and be like, he's kind of chill, you know? Let me see if he want to do music. And then they find out my age and then how I talk. It's just like, it blows people's minds because I know so much knowledge. I just stay silent because then nothing needs to be talked about until it's brought up, you know, in a sense of, and the top of topics, like the stuff that are serious. I don't got to put none of my input on it. I could just let you just talk about it until I feel like you're ready for my knowledge to be put into the table. I don't talk about stuff unless I feel like you are ready for my knowledge to be put into the table, you know?
Right, exactly, man. And even though you're only 17, man, I mean, you're so mature for your age. It's crazy, man, you know? Like, I mean, just, wow, I'm blown away, man. I really am, you know? Seeing how far you've come in just a few short months is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, because it's just like I really want it, and it's just it'll be days and sometimes even weeks where I don't work on music. Like that's why I didn't put out a song for. I haven't put out a song in a while because it's like I'm trying to get up on school first, and school's important, you know. But yes. Like at the same time, I'm just like on the low. I listen to beat freestyle and just like I keep everything chill because around me in my environment, I just you know sometimes it's just hard, you know, because it's just like the environment or whatever, but. At the same time, I stay in this type of mindset where I just want to grow. So it is like everybody has their days and sometimes even you can say weeks, but then, you know, it works out in the end because some like you got good friends that call you on your crap and they'll call you on it and then you get back on your stuff. You know, it doesn't hurt, you know, because sometimes, a lot of times people just get sidetracked and, you know, and it is what it is because it's just, you know, I'm just 17, you know, I don't, it's just hard to get into everything at once, and then sometimes it's just kind of stressful, and then I get sidetracked, you know, and it happens. I feel like there's nothing wrong.
Right, man. I mean, and it's also good to have good people in your circle, man, because...
No, for sure.
I mean, like, take this past weekend, for example, you know, I went to my best friend's daughter's birthday party. She was turning 1 year old, and that's another thing, too. Like, he has kept me in his circle because I'm like the only friend he has that is truly 100% honest with him about everything, you know, even when it comes to him and his shit, you know, because he knows at times he fucks up, he makes mistakes, you know, but you know, I'm there to, you know, kind of tell him where he's doing wrong at, and then he's like, you know what, man, you're right, fuck it up, you know. But yeah, man, it's good to have those people there tell you when you're making a mistake. And but
for sure.
But with where you're at right now in your life, you know, in your mentality about everything, you know, I think you're definitely gonna go upwards, you know. Yeah, I see
sure.
I see so much room for you to grow, and yeah, and also about your upcoming music. When can we expect something to come out?
I can't really have a date on that because it'd be hard. But I would say most definitely within the next month or two, not that long. Because, you know, I'm just trying to make sure it's either I'm going to put out an album or just a couple singles at once. So it's just like, I'm just trying to see what I'm going to do, trying to see if I can get any features, you know, because I'm just trying to grow. And it's just like, you know, it's there, but it's not. So I just got to make sure everything's 100 and I'm really taking my time to practice my craft with it. So it's just like I'd be busy. And I have, you know, school and within probably the next 3 weeks, I think, like, what is it, June 11th? Pretty sure after June 11th, I'm going to be indulging a lot and back into my music. So probably soon after June 11th, you might hear something after that date because that's when school ends. So probably around that time, June 11-ish, maybe we will get to see either snippets or a pre-release or song, depending on how much I get done. So it always just depends on what's going to happen and how everything ends up going.
All right. That sounds good, man. Before we get out of here, before we close out the show, tell people where they can follow you on Instagram, TikTok, and any other social media.
Well, just go follow me on Two Shot Gabe or Gabriel. What is it? Gabriel G. Let me see. Check my Instagram. Gabriel G underscore 244 and click on the link, or The Real Gabriel 2 on TikTok and Two Shot Gabe on Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. Just click the links there. If there's any, mostly on there's, I know there's a link on SoundCloud, Instagram, and TikTok. You can click on any of those links, all my socials there, go follow it. And yeah.
All right, man. Gabe, thanks for coming back on the podcast, man. Had a great conversation with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do in the future, man.
Of course, yep, most definitely. Some heat is coming on the way.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that podcast there with Two Shot Gabe. Be sure to go listen to his music. It's available on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your music. Follow him on TikTok, Instagram, and you know any of his socials, really. And yeah, man, you know, Gabe's going to be, you know, bringing us his authentic true self in his future music. And I'd like to thank him for appearing on the podcast. And I'd like to thank you for supporting this podcast weekly, because the Cody Springer Show, man, it's going strong, and, you know, it's no signs of slowing down anytime soon. So until next time, I will talk to you all very soon. Peace.